I'm here with Richard Patterson at Tim Taylor Gallery during the Frieze Art Fair. Richard, you've not only got a presence within the fair, of course, but also you've got a show on at the moment at Tim Taylor Gallery with some new work.
This is the first show I've done in London since 97, and I see it as very much a continuation of that original show in a way, because I lost four paintings in the MoMart fire a couple of years ago, and all of those were large-scale paintings that took a long time to make that were quite complex, and two or three of those represented these paintings that I was calling culture stations. Those being sort of irreplaceable to me, I felt that this current show was a way of sort of revisiting that series and continuing with them.
Can we just talk about your practice, the medium you work in, and the way that you literally get your different references for your work? They're very multi-layered.
I've always felt very passionate about painting and the tradition in modernist painting particularly. So really a lot of these things go back to trying to pick up the threads of the 20th century avant-garde, going back to synthetic cubism and all of that sort of stuff. I feel like I have two quite distinct sides in a sense, and one is a very formal one, which is to do with literally composing pictures and so on, and the other is trying to have a kind of a psychological content that is somehow relevant to what's happening now in our contemporary culture. And I've always felt strongly that one should be able to include as much in the paintings as opposed to denying things and kind of editing things out. I kind of set out with this idea to be pictorially as inclusive as possible. Whatever I'm seeing in the culture at large seems to me to be usable in the paintings.
It's very interesting you mentioned synthetic cubism. You yourself use very similar references, contemporary culture, magazine culture, pornography even. And I just find fascinating your new body of work as well. Can we talk about that?
I suppose to some extent they're influenced by my moving to America 3.5 years ago to New York, and then about 16 months ago to Dallas and Texas. I've always made work, I think, as a kind of projection of where I think I'm going to be and the culture I'm aiming toward. So as an English person, I was kind of always looking toward America because that seemed like it was the sort of dominant art center, whether it was necessarily where art was being produced, I'm not sure, but that was where it was being seen and marketed and so on. And also, being someone that was quite late to using a computer and the internet, suddenly the massive amounts of information, like pornography and stuff, that you just can't get away from. It's quite hideous. So for me, being a relocated British person in America, I very much want to integrate all of the things that I perceive as happening around me into the work, even if it's to do with the experience of buying a car or something, or looking at the internet, whatever it is. They all seem like valid subjects for art and a valid starting place, whilst my ambition for the actual paintings is always kind of grander than that. I just want to make the best possible paintings I can, and I hope that by making those paintings that elevate something which is ordinarily banal to something that is in some way more interesting. That I'm not sure if I achieved that, but that's the ambition.